Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This week, we're really digging into the last week of August 2025, just an absolutely blistering period for AI development. So you sent over a really packed stack of sources. And well, our mission today is to distill the critical shifts, the surprising stuff, and you know, the deeper implications. We're going to try and unpack everything from the colossal tech players kind of recalibrating their strategies to the ethical tightropes AI is forcing us all to walk and some, frankly, unexpected applications hitting the real world. Think of this as your essential accelerated briefing on what truly matters in AI right now.
Indeed. The sheer velocity. It's really remarkable. Our goal today is definitely to move beyond just the headlines, help you connect these, well, disparate dots into a more coherent picture. We really want you to walk away not just informed, but maybe with a deeper understanding of the forces shaping this, well, AI-powered future we're heading into.
Okay, great. Let's unpack this by first looking at the titans of tech. They're definitely redrawing the battle lines. Microsoft, for instance, made a really significant strategic pivot. They launched their first family of in-house AI models. And this isn't just about, you know, new features. It feels like a clear move to reduce reliance on their partner OpenAI. It signals Microsoft's long-term ambition to control its entire AI stack, right? From the silicon all the way up to the software. And they underscored this push for independence by also rolling out their own state-of-the-art text-to-speech model, aiming for more natural, more emotionally expressive synthetic voices, and importantly, moving away from OpenAI's offerings there too.
Yeah, what's striking here is that shift in the power dynamic. Microsoft is, well, positioning itself as a direct competitor to a company it really helped elevate. That's a fascinating evolution in their relationship. Meanwhile, you've got another giant, Apple, finally seeming to play a significant game of catch-up. There are reports indicating they're exploring a pretty landmark deal to integrate Google's Gemini into iOS, which, I mean, that could fundamentally transform Siri, power new on-device AI features. A partnership like that between, you know, fierce rivals would have been unthinkable not long ago. It really highlights the immense pressure Apple must be under. And beyond Google, they also reportedly discussed acquiring some cutting-edge startups like Mistral and Perplexity. So it looks like a multi-pronged strategy, partner where you can, maybe acquire where you need to.
That's a huge signal, isn't it?
Yeah.
About how foundational AI has become. And speaking of Google, internally, they've made a really bold move, reportedly cutting 35% of their small team managers, especially within their AI divisions. That's a significant restructuring. They're openly aiming at reducing bureaucracy and speeding up execution. It just seems like a clear attempt to flatten the organization, empower engineers to innovate faster, probably a response to that intense competitive pressure.
Oh, absolutely. This organizational shakeup at Google, it truly highlights the, well, the intense race for talent and the absolute need for agility in this space. And it's not just Google feeling it. Over at Meta, you know, despite rolling out interesting features like WhatsApp's new AI-powered rewrite tool, which helps you adjust message tone, professional, casual, whatever, they face their own internal pressures too. We saw two prominent AI researchers actually return to OpenAI. That just underscores the intense cultural and, I guess, competitive draw of those leading labs. There was even that report, wasn't there, that a key co-creator of ChatGPT threatened to quit Meta's AI lab, apparently over disagreements concerning open source strategy and computational resources. That speaks volumes about the internal debates happening even within these massive organizations about the very direction of AI development.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like the internal battle for talent and strategic direction is just as fierce as the external market competition. Which I suppose brings us to Elon Musk's XAI. They've escalated the legal drama quite dramatically, filing a major lawsuit against both Apple and OpenAI over their partnership. XAI is alleging anti-competitive monopoly practices and significant security risks. That injects a major legal challenge into the whole landscape.
Yeah, this lawsuit from XAI, it's more than just a headline, isn't it? It feels like a strategic maneuver that could really reshape the legal and competitive environment for years to come. Mm. It raises some fundamental questions about market dominance and, well, the regulatory frameworks that are going to govern these big AI partnerships moving forward. This is definitely a battle over the kind of the very infrastructure of future computing.
Okay, so zooming out a bit, beyond just the tech giants, the entire AI ecosystem isn't just buzzing, it's actively building. OpenAI, for example, quietly briefed developers on something called GPT Real-Time, a new class of model optimized for instantaneous, really low latency responses, specifically for voice agents. This is designed to get rid of those awkward pauses we're all used to. right? Enabling much more natural, real-time conversations. Imagine the implications for customer service or, you know, virtual assistants.
That really highlights the drive towards, well, seamless human AI interaction, doesn't it? But of course, to power all these incredible advancements, you need the underlying infrastructure. And a key insight from this week has got to be NVIDIA's continued, almost unbelievable dominance. They posted another record-breaking quarter, just solidifying their position as the primary arms dealer in this AI gold rush, all due to the, well, insatiable demand for their GPUs. And Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's CEO, he made this bold prediction, global spending on AI data center infrastructure reaching, what was it, a staggering $3 trillion to $4 trillion by 2030. That's not just an estimate. It signals that the build-out for the AI era is, you know, still in its very early stages. It promises continued demand, continued growth.
Remarkable numbers, just staggering. But what about the content creators? You know, the human ingenuity that often fuels so much of the AI training data. We've seen ongoing friction there. A potential solution, though, emerged this week. AI search engine Perplexity launched a pretty groundbreaking $42.5 million publisher revenue program. The aim is to share revenue with its media partners, directly addressing that conflict over AI companies training on and summarizing content without, well, compensation. Feels like a significant step towards maybe creating a more equitable ecosystem.
That initiative by Perplexity, yeah, it's a critical development. Trying to bridge that gap between content creators and AI companies, it's basically an acknowledgement that the value exchange needs to be reciprocal, right? And beyond this, we're also seeing AI's influence extending into, well, some unexpected areas, specifically geopolitical dynamics. TSMC, the world's leading chip maker, they reportedly removed all Chinese-made tools from their advanced 2-nanometer factories. That's the incredibly tiny cutting-edge scale of chip production we're talking about. This move ensures compliance with U.S. regulations, protects their intellectual property. It clearly illustrates the high-stakes geopolitical chess game being played out in semiconductors and, you know, its direct impact on AI supply chains.
That's a really profound strategic move, isn't it? Not just a technical detail. And making a strategy, there was that new report shedding light on a Silicon Valley-led $100 million bet to basically buy AI's political future. A coordinated lobbying effort aimed squarely at shaping upcoming AI legislation. This isn't just about innovation anymore. It's about influencing the rules of the game.
Yeah, this collective lobbying effort is pretty critical because it signals the industry's intent to, well, actively shape its own regulatory environment, potentially preempting more restrictive legislation down the line. It's a clear move to ensure that policy keeps pace with, or at least doesn't stifle, innovation.
Right. Okay, now for a crucial side of the coin, navigating the murky waters of safety, ethics, and law. That really came to the forefront this week. And what seems like an unprecedented move, rivals OpenAI and Anthropic have actually begun a program to test each other's AI models for safety. This doesn't feel like just a PR stunt. It sounds like a genuine collaboration aimed at creating industry-wide standards for identifying and mitigating, you know, catastrophic risks. That's a significant step towards collective responsibility, surely.
Absolutely. This cross-company collaboration is a really positive sign, I think. A recognition that AI safety is a shared challenge, and this brings up a crucial consideration. OpenAI demonstrated pretty swift action following that tragic teen suicide lawsuit where a chatbot was implicated. They've added new safeguards to detect and de-escalate conversations involving self-harm, providing real-time resources like helpline numbers. And building on that, they're also adding comprehensive parental controls to ChatGPT, allowing monitoring, content restrictions, usage limits for teenagers. These are direct, tangible responses to very real societal concerns.
That's a critical evolution, yeah, how AI companies are responding to real-world tragedies. But the risks, they're evolving fast too, aren't they? Anthropic issued a stark warning that sophisticated hackers are now weaponizing AI. They're creating polymorphic malware that constantly changes its code to evade detection, and also crafting hyper-realistic phishing emails on a massive scale. This isn't just an incremental threat. It sounds like a significant leap in the sophistication of cybercrime, all driven by AI.
The implications there are really profound because it just raises the bar significantly for cybersecurity defenses. And if we connect this to the bigger picture of legal and ethical boundaries, we see the line blurring in new ways. It's even impacting our courtrooms. These AI dead bots, you know, interactive avatars of deceased individuals, they're moving from just advocacy into actual courtrooms. This emerging, what, $80 billion industry is now creating virtual victims to deliver impact statements. That raises some truly profound legal and ethical questions about their role, their authenticity, their legal standing in such, well, sensitive proceedings.
Wow. That's genuinely something that makes you pause and consider the boundaries of personhood, isn't it? And who's feeding this AI beast with all the information? A new investigation shed some light on the rather shadowy world of data brokers, detailing how large language models are often trained on vast data sets of personal information scraped and sold, often without user consent. This just fuels those urgent calls for stronger data privacy laws and highlights a major ethical dilemma right at the heart of AI development.
Yeah, that investigation into data brokers really puts a spotlight on the, let's call it, the ethical supply chain of AI training data. It's a reminder that while AI is advancing incredibly rapidly, the foundational data practices are often opaque and, frankly, ethically questionable. And furthermore, there was that new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA. It issued a serious warning that doctors might become overly dependent on AI for diagnostic support. The study actually found some physicians were less thorough in their own examinations when AI suggestions were available, which naturally raises concerns about the potential degradation of core clinical skills and the long-term impact on professional competence.
That's a powerful warning about the importance of human expertise, even as AI gets integrated into these critical fields. Okay, finally, let's look at AI in the wild, the sheer ingenuity and sometimes, the humor of its new applications this week. Google's Flash image model seems to be taking AI editing to an entirely new level. This tool allows for complex real-time edits just through natural language commands, seamlessly changing lighting, adding objects with unprecedented speed and realism. And they didn't stop there. Google Gemini's AI image model got what they called a bananas upgrade, demonstrating vastly improved understanding of absurd and complex prompts, generating coherent images for concepts previously thought too abstract. It really pushes the boundaries of creative possibility.
These image models are, a remarkable demonstration of AI's burgeoning creative and interpretive power. It's pretty amazing stuff. But in a more practical sort of daily life application, Anthropic revealed how teachers are leveraging AI in the classroom. They're using Claude, apparently, to create personalized lesson plans, generate creative writing prompts, assist non-native English speaking students, ultimately saving them hours of admin work. It's a really concrete example of AI as a productivity booster.
That sounds like a real game changer for educators.
Absolutely.
And speaking of groundbreaking applications, this raises that important question. Are we actually seeing science fiction become reality? OpenAI and Retro Biosciences published a joint paper showing how they used an AI model to discover therapies that could make old human cells young again, at least in a petri dish. This is being hailed as a major scientific step toward potentially reversing age-related diseases. I mean, imagine the long-term implications for human health.
That breakthrough, it truly signals AI's potential to revolutionize scientific discovery in medicine. It's quite something. And beyond science, we're also seeing cultural and economic adaptation happening fast. Saudi Arabia launched an Islamic AI chatbot, right? A government-backed model trained on the Quran to answer questions, provide guidance. And simultaneously, in a global first, Malaysia launched RitBank, the world's first fully AI-powered bank, using AI for basically all operations, from onboarding to fraud detection. These are profound examples of how societies and economies are fundamentally integrating AI into their core structures.
Yeah, these are not just isolated experiments. They're national-level adoptions. That's significant.
Yeah.
But sometimes AI works behind the scenes in ways we might not expect, right? There was that investigative report revealing YouTube secretly used AI internally known as reality bending to make subtle edits to user-uploaded videos, apparently to enhance visual appeal or ensure ad friendliness. Which, of course, raises significant questions about creative ownership and, algorithmic manipulation.
That YouTube revelation, it really highlights the subtle ways AI is already shaping our digital experiences, sometimes without our explicit knowledge or consent. And in terms of physical world applications, we're seeing AI in action from the mundane to the critical. In Zurich, Switzerland, AI-powered robo-dogs have actually begun food delivery trials, navigating city sidewalks. And then, in a far more serious application, for the first time ever, U.S. fighter pilots received tactical commands from an AI during a live air combat exercise. With the AI co-pilot recommending optimal maneuvers in real time, that really spans the spectrum of AI's utility.
The range is just astounding, isn't it? One final kind of fascinating shift in user behavior. Data showing Reddit has become a top source for AI searches, actually surpassing Google for many complex queries. Users are finding that appending Reddit to their searches provides more authentic, sort of human-vetted answers. It's a testament to the value of community source knowledge, even in this AI-saturated world.
It's a great example, of how human intuition and collective experience still remain vital, even as AI models get more sophisticated.
And just on a lighter note to finish, customers have apparently already begun to troll Taco Bell's AI drive-thru with prank orders, humorously stress-testing the limits of conversational AI. It seems even the robots aren't safe from a bit of human mischief. which I guess in its own way is a testament to how integrated AI is becoming into our daily lives. And that is a wrap on our deep dive into the last week of August, from global corporate strategy and legal warfare to making old cells young again, and yes, robo-dog deliveries. The world of AI is accelerating at a speed that is both thrilling and, let's be honest, at times, a little terrifying. We are truly living through the construction of a new reality, one line of code and one groundbreaking application at a time.
Absolutely. And given this incredible pace and just the diverse ways AI is integrating into every facet of our lives, from medical diagnoses to courtroom experiences, even how we communicate, maybe considered as provocative thought. As AI becomes an increasingly active participant in our daily interactions and decision-making, what core human skills do you think will become most valuable and perhaps most distinctly human?
Something to think about. Thank you for joining us for this jam-packed deep dive. Until next time, stay curious.